The Competition Commission's Provisional Health Market Inquiry has pointed the finger at medical schemes and hospital groups for distorting competition and driving costs up. And on the other hand, we have the NHI Bill, which has been gazetted, paving the way for an NHI fund. This piece of legislation, along with the Health Market Inquiry, set to shake up the health sector. So how will medical aid schemes and hospital groups respond? Bonitas Medical Fund has just under 680,000 members, and Gerard van Emmenis, who's principal officer at Bonitas, joins us with their response on these unfolding issues. Thanks so much, Gerard, for your time today. So the Health Inquiry Interim Report has been published and really putting in the spotlight, amongst others, the schemes and the administrator market and how it works, but also more importantly, where it needs to be rejigged. How have you digested the findings, and are you seeing the merit in some of the recommendations that have been put on the table?
Yeah, good evening, Alicia. Firstly, we must understand the process was all of us as stakeholders made a representation to the Competition Commission. So this is a reconciliation of everybody's input. Mm. So we could not be surprised at that being the status at the moment. The question is rather, what are we going to do about it and how are we fixing it? It is true that in the whole private healthcare value chain, that only the medical scheme is not for profit. Everybody else is there, the doctor, the hospital, the administrator, the broker, everybody is there for profit. And I think it left the schemes to some extent vulnerable in the way they negotiate in their commercial relationships with providers, mm-hmm. because their ultimate motive is not profit. The scheme's motive is to give cover to members at affordable quality and access.
So that's how do you see, things moving here? I mean, in terms of services and pricing options, delivering better options in terms of value for members, how do we start to see industry become a whole lot more competitive than it currently is?
Let's firstly just talk about the funder side. I think the health inquiry calls it a failure. If you have one dominant player of 55%, it's very difficult to argue against it. The same applied to the hospital groups. If 83% of all hospital costs goes to three players, mm-hmm. then we have failed competition. And what the health inquiry is trying to do is to bring back transparency in competition. What is quite enlightening is that they want to bring back a pricing list or some reference, which will assist a lot. Because at the moment, the bigger your buying power, the better prices you get. Mm-hmm. So the gap between you and the smaller player just becomes bigger and bigger. So it's a structural problem that needs to be attended to. On our side, what they do is they point out quite things like governance, the board of trustees, principal officers, because it's big businesses. Bonita's got a turnover of 16 billion rand. So it's not a small business. It's something that look out for with public money for the public, a specific group of people, mm-hmm. that's their members, and it needs to be run professionally. And I think that's what the health inquiry is trying to achieve, is to address all those weaknesses during the whole private healthcare chain that needs some attention.
Do you see it achieving what it set out to achieve? Because what it's after here is a market that works as efficiently as it possibly can, and bringing the cost curve lower so that healthcare services are more amenable to a greater mass of the population.
I think it's going to take time. There's no immediate way that you can implement all of this. I think the disruption will be just too big for the industry. What will happen over time is that we will move in that direction, that it will be more transparent, more competitive. Members would more understand what they're buying, mm-hmm. which is too a problem for us, because we have always these disclaimers and rules that says in this instance we don't pay, or in that instance we only pay for this and that. And it becomes a very grey area. So you have a consumer that's not educated, he's not empowered to make informed decisions.
One assumes that this does play into the favor of a player like Bonitas in the long run, where, you know, there's a perception out there that you're buying better quality, when you buy a Discovery versus a Bonitas.
Absolutely. And a price reference list will work towards that we all have equal opportunity to understand what we're buying, but also that the prices are fair and more accessible for most people out there.
Yeah. Of course, all of this done in the context of the NHI bill coming to the fore. How much of a solution do you see the NHI bill putting on to the table amidst it all?
There's still the big concern that if we're bringing this all together, that public health care must also be up to scratch. So that will always remain a concern, and I don't think you can argue that it must go away. If we want this broad public health care that's almost a right for everybody, then both private and public must work together. Private is going to be more a complementary environment in the future. We'll provide complementary services, elective procedures, things that people prefer to have, but that is not life-threatening. You will have a very small percentage of people that are happy to pay their taxes and that buy their own private medical aid, but that would be a very small portion of people. So what will happen is that the resources in the private healthcare will have to come to the party and be available for the broader public.
Yeah. So how do you see administrators working within that ambit? Do you see them losing this part of the game, where of course you will have consumers unable, as you've just alluded to afford both contributions to the private medical aid scheme and the NHI scheme?
Definitely. The business will not be as lucrative and as big as it is currently, because you move from where it is something that you pay for, a service and a good, more towards an environment that it's a right that people have. And government will facilitate most of that in the NHI.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there, Gerard. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Gerard van Emmenis is Principal Officer at Bonitas.